From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The Florida Marlins and the New York Yankees try for an encore tonight after last night's classic World Series game. The Marlins won in the bottom of the 12th inning to tie the series at 2 games apiece. Attendance for the World Series games in Florida has averaged over 65,000. Big, enthusiastic crowds haven't always been there to support the Marlins. From Miami, NPR's Tom Goldman reports on one man who has stuck around for the good and lots of bad.
Critics hear this commotion and sneer. 65,000 people packing Pro Players Stadium. Where were all those people a few months ago when attendance regularly was about 15,000? If you were Ernie Gorewood of Fort Lauderdale, you were always there.
I call myself the Marlin Maniac. My unofficial title, and a lot of people call me that. They call me the ambassador to the stands.
He's a firefighter by trade, but there's a lot of clown in Ernie Gorewood, from his wisecracks to the face paint he meticulously applies before Marlins home games. This week, the day of the Marlins' first World Series game in Miami since 1997, Gorewood sat in a chair opposite his wife, Sonia. She dabbed at his face with a thin paintbrush.
What she's doing now is she's just putting the black accent, which pulls out the design more.
Gorewood's face starts to look like the Joker in the old Batman TV show. Two sides painted different colors, Marlin's colors of teal and white. On one cheek, the painted letter F, on the other, a painted baseball. After each layer of paint, it's out the front door to the porch, where Gorewood seals the paint with powder.
One thing about this powder, though, that I don't like, because once you powder, every imperfection that you have on your face, it shows. If you got a wrinkle, it's going to show it 10 times more than it should.
10 years of Marlins loyalty is enough to give anyone wrinkles. The team's first season was 1993. 4 years later, Florida won the World Series. But the team owner didn't want to pay the big salaries that come from success, so he dismantled the Marlins, leaving thousands of fans bitter and Ernie Gorewood confused.
You know, I'd go down close enough to the dugout. Everybody looked at me and they'd be talking like, who's that guy, you know? They had no clue who I was. I had no clue who they were. It's like, okay, we got a bond here again, you know?
From 1998 to 2002, 5 losing seasons, a carousel of players, and attendance figures sinking to near the bottom of the major leagues. Ownership changed 3 times. This season started like the others. In May, the Marlins were 10 games below the 500 mark before new manager Jack McKeon helped start the dramatic transition that has led Florida to its second World Series in 10 years.
You guys all ready for tonight? Absolutely. You guys are pretty quiet right now, you know. You know what's in that bottle of water? Screaming power. So when you drink a lot of that water, you get up there, you got to let all that screaming out, okay?
Ernie Gorewood is working the crowd outside Pro Players Stadium before a game this week. He's now in full Marlins Maniac dress. Face paint, a batting helmet with a fringe that gives it a gladiator look. Everything in Marlins colors and covered in turquoise sequins. Everyone he talks to swears their longtime allegiance to the Marlins. No one admits jumping on the bandwagon in recent months. But nearby, Marlins fan Jorge Alvarez says those who did jump on shouldn't feel guilty.
I mean, I just think that people feel that they were cheated from what happened at the 97 team and the way that they did away with that. And it's just taken, you know, took a jump start. Like a young team that's not supposed to get anywhere, getting to the World Series. And if that's what you call getting on the bandwagon, so be it.
Regardless of how the World Series plays out, Marlins owner Jeffrey Loria promises not to gut the team a la 1997, even though it reportedly continues to lose millions of dollars. Many fans remain wary, but Ernie Gorewood, for one, says even if another purge happened, as long as the team stayed in South Florida, he'd keep painting and powdering and shouting Go Marlins through his sequin-studded megaphone. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Miami.